भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। विश्वभात परमहंस परयुगाचार्य स्तोत्र सर श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की, नामाचार्य श्रील हरदास ठाकुर की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, वृंदावन सद गोस्वामी प्रभुगण की, प्रेम से कहिए जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृंद श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की, गंगा माई यमुना माई की, भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली वोटीश, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली वोटीश, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली वोटीश, ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद की। So before that, we'll just say, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जया मुदीरेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गं लङ्घायते गिरि यत्कृपातहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं परमानन्दं माधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरम्। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडेज वर्स फर्स्ट कैंटो सेकेंड चैप्टर द वर्स नंबर 7। सो रिसाइड, सो प्लीज रिसाइड आफ्टर मी। वासुदेवे भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोजिता जनयाति आसु वैराग्यम ज्ञानम च यद अहेतुकम्। वासुदेवे भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोजिता जनयाति आसु वैराग्यम ज्ञानम च यद अहेतुकम्। वासुदेवे भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोजिता जनयाति आसु वैराग्यम ज्ञानम च यद अहेतुकम्। समडी लाइक द साइड। वासुदेवे भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोजिता जनयाति आसु वैराग्यम ज्ञानम च यद अहेतुकम्। सो नाउ वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। वासुदेव ऑन टू कृष्णा, भगवती ऑन टू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, भक्ति योग कॉन्टैक्ट ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस, प्रयोजित बींग अप्लाइड, जनयाति डज प्रोड्यूस, आसु वेरी सून, वैराग्यम डिटैचमेंट, ज्ञानम नॉलेज च एंड यत दैट विच अहेतुकम कॉजलेस। सो नाउ ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इच्छा। सो बाय रेंडरिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस ऑन टू द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड श्री कृष्णा, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Purport: those who consider devotional service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna to be something like material emotional affairs may argue that in the revealed scriptures sacrifice, charity, austerity, knowledge, mystic powers and similar other processes of transcendental realization are recommended. According to them, bhakti or the devotional service of the Lord is meant for those who cannot perform the high grade activities. Generally, it is said that the bhakti cult is meant for the sudras, vaisyas, and the less intelligent woman class. But that is not the actual fact. The bhakti cult is the topmost of all transcendental activities, and therefore, it is simultaneously sublime and easy. It is sublime for the pure devotee who are serious about getting in contact with the Supreme Lord, and it is easy for the neophytes who are just on the thresholds of the house of bhakti. To achieve the contact of the Supreme Personality Godhead, Sri Krishna, is a great science, and it is open for all living beings, including the sudras, vaisyas, women, and even those lower than the low-born sudras. So what to speak of the high-class men like the qualified brahmanas and the great self-realized kings? The other high-grade activities designated as sacrifice, charity, austerity, etc. all are corollary factors following the pure and scientific bhakti cult. The principle of knowledge and detachment are two important factors on the path of transcendental realization. The whole spiritual process leads to perfect knowledge of everything material and spiritual. And the results of such perfect knowledge are that one becomes detached from material affection and becomes attached to spiritual activities. Becoming detached from material things does not mean becoming inert, although as men with a poor fund of knowledge think. Naiskarmya means not undertaking activities that will produce good or bad effects. Negation does not mean negation of the positive. Negation of the non-essentials does not mean negation of the essential. Similarly, detachment from material forms does not mean nullifying the positive form. The bhakti cult is meant for realization of the positive form. When the positive form is realized, the negative forms are automatically eliminated. Therefore, with the development of the bhakti cult, with the application of positive service to the positive form, one naturally becomes detached from inferior things, and he becomes attached to superior things. Similarly, bhakti cult, being the supermost occupation of the living being, leads him out of material sense enjoyment. That is the sign of pure devotee. He is not a fool, nor is he engaged in the inferior energy, nor does he have material values. This is not possible by dry reasoning. It actually happens by the grace of the Almighty. In conclusion, one who is a pure devotee has all other good qualities, namely knowledge, detachment, etc. But one who has only knowledge or detachment is not necessarily well acquainted with the principle of the bhakti cult. Bhakti is the supermost occupation of the human being. Where ends the purport? So before starting, we see the prayers for the mercy. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Nitam Vena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Vena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamlam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Savaduitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsa Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevcha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Panchatadvatikam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhakta Kyam Namami Bhakta Saktikam Nityanandam Aham Naomi Sarvananda Karam Param Harinamam Pranam Devam Avaduta Shiromani Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratse Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी कृष्ण भानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। सो बिफोर स्टार्टिंग आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द डिवोटीज प्रेजेंट हियर and also those who are watching me online, please shower your unlimited blessings so that I can speak on this verse, because this verse says about the Gyan and Vairagya, which I feel totally I am unqualified to speak, although I am trying to be follow on this path. So please bless me so that I can justify this verse and apply all those teachings in my life so that I can one day get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So here we are seeing in the first chapter questions by the sages. So in this 11th verse the question was asked. So in that it is said, Bhuri Bhadraya Bhuta Naam Yen Atma Suprasidati. So it is said, Bhuri Bhadraya, Bhadraya as we everyday recite, Nast Prayasu Abhadresu. So Nast Praya, which we have to do the Nast, or we have to destroy the Abhadra things, the unwanted things, which is not good. So it is said, Bhuri Bhadraya Bhutanam, which is good for all the humanities or human being. So this is talking about, so what is good for that? So the question was asked in the 11th verse, and then now in the second canto, this starting from 6th verse, which like few days back we heard about this, Savai Pumsa Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radhok Sache Ahayati Kui Aprati Hata Yatma Suprasiddhati. So we already heard about this, and then now coming to the 7th verse. So this is very important also, because what is the effect? Because when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Raj Vidya Raj Guhyam Idam Pavitram Uttamam, so this is very pavitra. So how we can understand? How we can realize? So he says in the next line, Pratyakshavagamim. So it is saying the Pratyaksh, you will be experiencing direct realization. So what direct realization we are going to get? That yes, we are on the right path, or we are following the genuine bhakti. So that has been given here, that when we are doing this Vasudeva Bhagavati, when we are performing devotional service to the Supreme Personality Godhead, the detachment and the knowledge we are acquiring immediately. It is said here, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. So before going more detail, so let's we'll discuss actually the 3 points from here, that how this knowledge and vairagya is coming when we are performing devotional service, as well as which Prabhupada has nicely explained in the purport. We'll see that this bhakti is for whom. That is the second thing which we'll see. Also, we'll see that how, when we are performing this devotional service, how automatically we are acquiring all this thing, and this bhakti is for in general. And how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well as Srila Prabhupada established in his movement. So this we will see through this. So before going much in that, actually, I want to say one very important point here, that this first canto Prabhupada wrote in India, especially before departing to the US. So in the North India, he was in Vrindavan and he was writing this purports. So we are able to easily understand that how people were having a very narrow mind understanding about the bhakti, which Srila Prabhupada has nicely smashed here in the purport. Because he is writing here that bhakti or devotional service, the people in general, they were thinking that who cannot perform the high grade activities, it is for them. So still in some part of North India, and still some people, they think that this bhakti who performs, those who are having nothing, or you can say that they are like useless kind of the people in the society, they perform devotional service. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada has totally changed, because this bhakti is for the topmost. Those who are able to understand this Krishna consciousness is the topmost, and that's how the sages has also said. This is the highest activities and the supreme occupation. In the sixth verse it is said, the supreme occupation for all humanity is that by which man can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. So this becomes very important in everyone's life, that they have to understand that this is the supreme occupation, not that somebody is useless in the society and they accept this Krishna consciousness. So this becomes very important in our life to realize that yes, how we can perform and how we can set the example also. So as today is Srila Haridas Thakur's disappearance day, so later also we'll talk about little bit of Haridas Thakur. But yesterday was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Bhakti Vinod Thakur's appearance day. So that we can see that yes, how this was very highly set by Bhakti Vinod Thakur also. Although he was a grihastha, which many people they feel that, oh, grihastha, they cannot perform devotional service. But he has refuted that one. No, you can be in any stage of life, but you have to perform your devotional service, because this is the supreme occupation for all the humanity. So this was said by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And then we see in the life of all the Sat Goswamis, they all were highly reputed in the society, they were highly positioned. So let us take shelter from them. So one very nice verse actually from the Sat Goswami Ashtakam, which we will try to recite. Tvaktva turnam asesa mandalpati shrenim sadato chava bhutva dina ganesh karunaya kopi na kantha sritao gopi bhava rasamrita bhilahari kallola magna mahur vande rup sanatana raghu juga shri jeev gopalakao. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rup Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, and Sri Jeev Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who kicked off all the association of aristocracy as insignificant in order to deliver the poor conditioned soul. They accepted loincloths, treating themselves as mendicants, but they are always immersed in the ecstatic ocean of the gopis' love for Krishna and bathe always and repeatedly in the waves of that ocean. So from here, this very nice sloka actually for the Sat Goswamis, that they have rejected all these things. How? Tvaktva turnam ases mandalpati srenim sada tuchvat. So they just rejected. So it becomes very important actually for us to understand that how we can also perform our devotional service, and what is needed for the devotional service we have to exhibit. But it has to be exhibited very nicely. It's not that, okay, we reject all this thing and we just externally show that, oh, we are very too much vairagi. So that Srila Prabhupada refuted many times. I remember one of the past time when one yogi was there, and then he was trying, when he was given to money, then he was trying to, oh, I don't want like this. And then when this news came, so many disciples, they brought this newspaper to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said to his disciples that, you see, you go and get all the money and I will be taking, you know, photos like this, that okay, I have all this money. So why Prabhupada was saying like this? Because he knows that how to utilize each and everything in the service of Krishna. So this is very important, which like yesterday's class which Guru Maharaj gave. So in that he was explaining that how Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he was utilizing each and every act, whatever he was having, in the service of the Supreme Personality Godhead. So that's how we have to learn actually, and we have to see that how we can also apply or utilize these all things in the service of Krishna. And unless we realize this relationship with everyone to the Supreme Personality Godhead, because everything is coming from the Supreme Personality Godhead. So that relation we must understand. Like many times Prabhupada used to ask that, why this fan is on, why the tap is on, why somebody is wasting water. So the people, a different person, they may think that, oh, this is not my responsibility, I am not responsible for that. The temple commander knows, or whoever may be the in charge of that area, he is responsible person for that. But Prabhupada was establishing a very important point there, that yes, we have to understand that these all things belongs to Krishna. When this all thing belongs to Krishna, and we are son of Supreme Personality Godhead, so it becomes like our duty, we can say, to protect it, to keep, preserve it, and not waste it. So that's how, in the Srila Prabhupada's life, we are able to understand that how he was trying to teach each and everyone that how we can utilize each and everything for the service of Krishna. And that's how one of the, like, we can say the four, among the four, I forgot the point. Yes, utility is the principle. Prabhupada gave the purity is the force and utility is the principle. So yes, we have to maintain the purity by this detachment and knowledge, but we have to understand the utility. That these all things belong to Krishna and we have to utilize in the service of Krishna. So unless we understand this connection, that how it is related to Krishna, we may mistreat it, we can say, or we will not justify for that. So from here we are able to understand that how, when we are getting the mercy or we are performing devotional service, we are acquiring this causeless mercy. So particularly the word has been used like detachment. So detachment we are able to see from the life of Raghunath Das Goswami, that how opulent he was, but still he was very detached. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said very nice verse for him. Indra samaiswarya stri apsarasam esab bandhire narikela yanaman. So it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita Tantrila, 6th chapter, 39 verse, that Raghunath Das, his father is saying, our son has opulence like Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet all this could not tie down his mind. So here we are able to understand that how Raghunath Das Goswami, he has the opulence, he has the beautiful wife, but still he was not attached. So how it can be possible? Because in, still in general people, they are very, for them actually very difficult or hard to understand that how these Hare Krishna people, they are so detached from all this thing. Because the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the side effect we can understand, that when we are performing devotional service, this knowledge and detachment comes automatically. We don't have to extra endeavor for that. So many times we may think that, okay, this is the one of the parameter, that if somebody is having knowledge or he is detached from these all worldly affairs, he is the supreme or he is the highest. We may try to judge according to that way. But it is not like that. That's how in the Srimad Bhagavatam it has been explained, that when we are performing devotional service, so we don't have to externally do for all this thing. But if we are performing these austerities and detachment, everything, but if it is not leading us to do devotional service, then these all things are like useless waste. Sram evahi kevalam. So we have to come out from that sram evahi kevalam. So we may argue, we may ask question that, no, you are saying it may be wrong. But we are seeing in the life of Amrish Maharaj. Amrish Maharaj, it may appear that he is a Visayi, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the life we are able to see in the Jagannath Puri when he was there. So he refused to meet King Pratap Rudra because he was a king and he was a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking that he is a Vishayi. So this is not the case of that, oh, he is a Vishayi. How much he is actually attached, how much he is performing devotional service, that's matter. And that's how in the Ambarish Maharaj's life we are able to see he was performing Ekadasi Vrat, and Durvasa Muni came, very austere person, so much knowledgeable person, and he tried to kill Ambarish Maharaj. But as soon as he created the demon was killed by Sudarshan Chakra, and then the Sudarshan Chakra was chasing him throughout the universe. So this becomes very important for us to understand that yes, we have to perform devotional service. We should not externally endeavor that, okay, I have to acquire knowledge, I have to perform this detachment. No, this all things is going to come automatically without any endeavor. So that's how we have to keep faith and perform devotional service. Otherwise, we may misunderstand this. And this misunderstanding, which we have seen in Gadadhar Pandit's life also, like when he went to see Pundarik Vidyanidhi, so externally he was thinking that, oh, he is a Vishayi, and this, you know, Advaita Acharya and others, they are saying that he is a great devotee. And then in his mind he was thinking that he is really Vishayi person, fallen devotee, and why he has brought me here to meet this person. So he misunderstood actually from that particular moment. But as soon as he saw that, yes, as soon as he was started reciting the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, he went to the ecstasy, he tore apart his clothes. So everything, so we are able to understand that how much he was performing devotional service. So externally we should not judge any devotee that, oh, he is, you know, junior devotee, he don't know how to perform, you know, arati. Oh, he don't know how to cook. So externally we may think that, oh, he is a fallen devotee. But how much internally he is performing devotional service, that becomes very important. So externally we should not judge any person. And that's what Srila Prabhupada was establishing in Vrindavan also. Because when all the Westerners came to India and they were trying to establish the temples, so people were reluctant to come to the temple, and they were saying that these are Angrejiya Mandir. Still, people, they said Vrindavan temple has Angrejiya Mandir. But Prabhupada was refuting them again and again that yes, it's not like that they are Angrejiya or they are not qualified. They all are qualified. And then Prabhupada quoted very nice verse actually. So I say, Kirat Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasa Abhir Sumbhaya Vanakasarayad Yanacha Papyad Apsarya Saya Sudhyanti Tasmaya Prabhavishnave Nama. So when any kind of this kind of races, if they are performing the devotional service, they are immediately raised to the highest level of Vaishnava platform, above than the Brahmanas. Because in India still the two contradictory things they do. One thing is that they feel that those who are useless, it is for them, the devotional service. Then the next, they think that it is only who can perform, the Brahmanas and the higher caste, only they can perform devotional service. But it was not like that. From the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, we are able to see that how, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, is the highest topmost, which they are coming from Sarsad Vaishnava family. And then we are able to see the Kolabecha Sridhar, who is like a banana seller. Whatever banana leaves, banana, you know, thumb, everything he sells. So like that, in the Mahaprabhu's Leela, we are able to see that yes, all kind of peoples are there, from top to bottom. So it was not like that the bhakti was only for the higher class of people. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this bhakti to each and everyone, and that's how Srila Prabhupada also gave this bhakti to each and everyone. Before that, everybody was thinking that only for the Brahmanas, or I already said that they were the two contradictory things the people were thinking. But Prabhupada smashed all the ideas and gave this Krishna consciousness to everyone, to the Africans, to the American European, and to the India, whatever the races are there, which is considered to be like tribals or anyone. So this is very important for us that yes, this devotional service can be performed by everyone. So, okay, so we'll see actually from this now Haridas Thakur's life that how this performing devotional service also he showed the highest kind of detachment, and then he showed how much knowledge he had. So we see in our devotional service we have to accept whatever is favorable and we have to reject whatever is not favorable. Anukulasya sankalpa pratikulasya varjanam. So this was practically demonstrated by Haridas Thakur. So in the early days, as we know that he was born in the Muslim family, so it was very difficult for him to perform devotional service at his home. So he left his house in the early years, and then he went to the forest which was like Benapola. So this is a forest, so there he was performing his devotional service. So as soon as we start to perform our devotional service, we see that we get one by one so many difficulties in our life. So in this Benapola area, there was one, we can say, the Jamindar, we can say, that was Ramchandra Khan. So Ramchandra, this Khan, he became very envious. Anyhow, he was like envious of the Vaishnavas and the saintly persons, those who were in the area. But especially he became envious of Haridas Thakur. Why? Because he was so austere and he was so spotless that everybody was giving respect. Although he was a simple mendicant, but still he was getting respect more than a king. So he became envious because he was Jamindar of that place. So he thought that anyhow I have to bring some bad name to him. So he chooses a very beautiful prostitute and he appointed that prostitute, okay, you go and you will find this Haridas Thakur in the midst of this forest. He's having this kutir. So you go and then somehow you make union with him and our guards will be there and then he will court you as well as the Haridas Thakur. And then I will expose him in the society that he is not a sadhu. He is just a bogus person. So, okay, previously, in the beginning, she was hesitant, but okay, anyhow, because the Jamindar is saying, he's a very powerful person, so she agrees that, okay, I will do this job. So, in here, actually, in the Haridas Thakur life, we are able to see that how he, first of all, rejected first of all his house, then he came to the forest. So as soon as he came to the forest, it was not very easy for him to perform devotional service because different persons, they became envious to him, and now this Ramchandra Khan, he sends prostitute for him. But he was very determined and fixed in his devotional service and he was chanting. And our life also we can see now in this pandemic, we are not able to come to the temple, we are not able to take darshan, we are confined in our so-called forest, in our house. So, and many times like Amphan and other things comes and we are like out of internet signals and other thing. So we are totally cut off the society, externally we can say. So we are just in our house, we are not coming out because we feel that if I come out, then I will be getting some kind of this coronavirus and other thing. But here, our situation is also kind of same as like Haridas Thakur. He confined himself from all the disturbing element. And for us also, like disturbing elements, what we feel that, okay, those who are externally. But the main point is that which we have heard, that empty minds is devil's workshop. So our mind is now empty. There is nothing externally we can do in our house, how much we can do. So only one thing we can do, that is chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. So now in this auspicious disappearance day of Haridas Thakur, we can take shelter of him and we pray so that we can also chant the Shuddha Naam by his mercy because he is a Namacharya. But again the problem is going to come again and again. And this is a constant actually battle for us to fight with the mind and to perform our devotional service. And that we have to win. And that's how in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is saying, Mam Anusmara Yuddhacha. He is saying to Arjun, that you remember me and then you fight. So the similar situation has come in our life also, that we have to fight these all external thoughts, whatever is coming through our mind. We have to fight with them and then we have to chant. So it becomes very important to take shelter of Haridas Thakur and pray so that we can also take Suddhanam and we can go back to Godhead. So Haridas Thakur, first he was tested by that prostitute. So as we know, the 3 consecutive days this prostitute was there, and Haridas Thakur, although he was knowing that this Khan has sent this prostitute, but still he was okay. He was trying to deliver this prostitute and he was chanting, and he said that you see, I have taken vow that I have to chant this many certain rounds. So please sit, once I finish my rounds, then I will associate with you. And then she sits actually, she circumambulating the tulsi plant. And as the day was progressing, she was hearing the chanting from the Haridas Thakur's mouth. She became purified, and at the 3rd day, she just fell at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. And she prayed for the forgiveness, and she explained the whole story, that why she came, what was her purpose. And then Haridas Thakur explained that, yes, I know that you came, to defame me because you were sent by this Jamindar. And then he says to her that, okay, whatever property you have, you go and donate to the Brahmanas. And then you come, you after saving your head, you come and chant these 3 lakhs, holy names here. So she was instructed in that and worshipped the tulsi plant. So she was worshipping. So from that place, Haridas Thakur leaves and then comes to the another place. This is Chandrapura. And while staying there, after some days, he goes back to Santipur in the Advaita Acharya house. There he accepts the Shraddha, that prasadam, which was given actually to the Brahmanas. And there in the nearby places, in one of the cave, he used to chant. And then one day, actually the Maya Devi, that time she came. So that the first was like prostitute she tested, and now the Maya Devi she came. And it has been explained that when the Maya Devi came, the places, it becomes like illuminated, and the fragrance of her, it was like spread all the places. And everybody could see that one, that so much the light is coming from that cave, and the fragrance which was like emanating from the body of Maya Devi, it was like huge. Everyone was able to smell it. And then she also stayed for the 3 days. And then Haridas Thakur, as usual, he said that I have certain prescribed number of rounds. After that only I can unite with you. So he was fully fixed, he was chanting, and then after the finishing of the 3rd day, she tells actually to Haridas Thakur that, I am a Maya Devi, the illusory potency of the Supreme Personality Godhead. I came to test you, but you are now passed, you passed the exam. So now from here we are able to see that how Haridas Thakur, he is very determined in his devotional service, that I have to perform my devotional service in any condition. So this is a very great lesson for a sadhaka, for everyone, that yes, we have to perform our devotional service and the vows which we have given on the time of initiation. That was like chanting 16 round minimum and following the 4 relative principles. So that is very important, because so many illuminations will come. But as we are able to see, when this Maya Devi came, so she came a kind of, in the disguise of a devotee, a kind of, the devotee in the sense like she was appearing that okay, I am very nice, faithful, you accept me, I want to be united with you. And she says also that you are so handsome and these all things, and it's good for us to be united, such a handsome man like you and a beautiful woman like me. So so many allurements came for the Haridas Thakur, but he was determined. So similarly, we should also be determined in our life so that we can protect our purity, what purity we have. So this is very important for a sadhaka to maintain the purity. Because as much purity we have, that much only we can preach and we can affect anyone's life. And that's how we see the prostitute turning a person who is like the lowest form. How it can be possible until unless the person is pure? So the purity, the association that is like transferring from one person to another. So that's why maintaining the purity becomes like very important for every sadhaka's life. So here in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, this passing away of Haridas Thakur, so we'll see that how when he passed this all exams, one like with the prostitute and then second by the illusory potency, herself she came to taste Haridas Thakur. And then he goes to Puri, and then there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after every day taking darshan of Jagannath, he used to come and take darshan of Haridas Thakur. So one day actually, so very nice verse, Ek dina Govinda Mahaprasad laiya, Haridas dite gela anandite hoya. So one day Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. So that day actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not go, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having different pastime in Gambhira, and there Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai was there guarding him actually, so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should not come out and ran away again to the sea. So they were guarding, so that day this Govinda came. And when Govinda came, so he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on back and chanting his rounds very slowly. So he was chanting his rounds very slowly. So he naturally asked a question. And he asked, Govinda kahe uthasi karah bhojan, Haridas kahe aji karimu langhan. So please rise and take your Mahaprasadam, Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, today I shall observe fasting. So Haridas Thakur, he is feeling weak and he is saying that I will fast. So totally sometimes externally we may feel that he should take actually the prasadam. But yes, definitely he takes prasadam. So how he honors prasadam? Because as we know that until unless he finishes his prescribed rounds, he doesn't take any prasadam, water or anything. So then he said, Sankhya kirtan pure nahi ke mata kaiba, Mahaprasad ane achu ke mate upekshiba. So he's saying, I have not finished chanting my regular numbers of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasadam. And how can I neglect it? So sometimes we are also in dharma sankat, that whether to accept it or not. Because sometimes our health is not good and devotees brings a lot of Mahaprasad and we feel that, oh Prabhu, today I cannot take it. But we can honor it. We can take a bit from there, which Haridas Thakur has said, demonstrated from here. Then he is saying, seeing this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasad, took a little portion and ate it. So he took little bit, okay, I took little and then I will eat. And then this news was went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came next day actually and he saw that Haridas Thakur is very weak. So what can be done? And Haridas Thakur immediately, although he was very weak and he was not feeling good, but still he's saying, Namaskar karite ho kaila nivedan, sarira susta hoy mo asusta buddhiman. He's saying, Haridas Thakur offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well. So, this Haridas Thakur, when he is meeting to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately he is paying obeisances. And then he is saying, body is okay, but my mind and intelligence is not okay. So why he is saying that my mind and intelligence is not okay? Because he is saying, I am not able to chant my prescribed rounds. So this is the disease actually. So in this condition, we are able to see that many people, they are becoming sick and they are feeling very weak. The oxygen cylinder mask is there on their face. They are not able to eat, they are not able to do anything, and they are feeling helpless. And even they are not able to chant. Chant in the sense means like they are not able to hold their hands, because like even if you put the oximeter, which is like very light, still their hands are like shaking. Oh, so much, you know. So that's how we are able to see that how the people, those who are not able to hold the beats also, they can chant in their mind. So how much glory is, even like we are not able to come to the temple, we are not take the association of devotees because we are sick, we are lying on our bed, but still we can chant the holy name. So this becomes very important in our life, that yes, in any stage we can chant. And that's how Krishna already said, Ma Manusmara Yuddhacha, that you remember me and then you fight. So this kind of fight, battle is happening for everyone in every spheres of life. So it may come now, it may come later. So we have to be ready for that, that yes, I have to chant the holy name. So very long actually chapter, we'll just see the summarization of that. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he is there, and then this discussion goes, and then Haridas Thakur, he asks one benediction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says that I came to know that you are going to wind up your this pastime, so I won't be able to bear the pain of separation, so I want to leave now, so please grant this benediction to me. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again, he is showing a more humility. So this competition is going one by one. The Haridas Thakur is showing the more humility, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, it is by whose desire? Krishna is so merciful to you. He is not saying that I am so much merciful to you. He is saying Krishna is so merciful. And then he is saying that whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind. So he also gives the petition to Haridas Thakur that it's not good for you also to leave me, because the happiness which I am deriving, actually I am deriving from you. But anyway, Haridas Thakur was determined that no, I will leave this material body, material in the sense like the body which he was got in this world. So he leaves the body, and then he goes back to Godhead. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he lifts his body, and then in the ecstasy he just dance. And then other devotees, he reminds him that okay, we have to do the final rites. And then one stretcher was made on which Haridas Thakur was kept, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front when this position was going on. And then he brought Haridas Thakur's body to the ocean, and then he bathed. And that time when he bathed, that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that now this ocean has become the Mahatirth. So this has become so Mahatirth that like whoever is taking bath or whoever is like coming in contact there, especially in the sea, they are getting the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or we can say the love of Godhead by the mercy of Haridas Thakur, because he was so dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally digs, you know, and then he places the body of Haridas Thakur and puts sands, and by following all the devotees, they also keep sands on that. And then a fencing was made, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very jubilant and he was dancing. And then he thought that no, what I should do, I have to give the fish to all the devotees, because this Haridas Thakur went back to Godhead. So now I must give fish to all the devotees present here. Then personally he went to the Simdwar, and with his Uttari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Uttari, so he was like begging in the Simdwar that yes, you give me some alms, because I have to give fish for Haridas Thakur. And then all the shopkeepers were, you know, started giving. And then Raya Namdandai, Sarup Damodar and others were there. They told that, okay, Mahaprabhu, you go, we will be collecting. Because everybody was like giving huge, full basket, whatever they have, they were giving. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was asking. So they were not refuting. And it became like very huge prasadam. And all the devotees were there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, he served all the devotees prasadam. And for each devotee, he served like 5 times. And after serving the 5 times, nobody was taking. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested, please you sit, because without you honor, nobody will take prasadam. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sat, and then while sitting also, while ordering prasadam, he was telling to all the servers, hey, you put more in his plate. And like this, he was instructing each and everyone that, yes, you have to give more to each and every person. And then everybody was like full up to neck. Oh my God. But still, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself gave, so they cannot refuse also, because like Amrit, already Jagannath Prasad is like Amrit, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally gave through his hand, so it was like full nectar, so nobody was like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then everybody ate it. And then afterwards, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the benediction actually, that whoever has taken part in this possession, giving the sand in the samadhi of Haridas Thakur, or honoring prasadam in this Vaishnava Bhoj, whoever has taken any kind of part in that, so they all are going to get the same benediction, that they will get Krishna Prem. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. So we may think that, oh, we are bereft of that. But in the mind, we are also meditating on those pastimes, that, okay, we are also in this Raj ceremony of Haridas Thakur. So in this Kali Yuga, we know that even in the mind, if we think, we are getting the benefit. So definitely, we are also getting the pastime. Why? Because Krishnadas Kaviraj has explained very nicely, and he has given so much. And I personally feel that how much I can say, because Krishnadas Kaviraj has given so much. And as well as the other persons, other devotees, they have explained further, and due to the time constraint, I could say very little about that. So it was like all the for my purification. So Hare Krishna, will just summarize here that what we discussed. So here in this class, we discussed today that bhakti, when we are performing devotional service, then knowledge and detachment comes automatically. And it is one of the signs, like pratyaksha, we are directly perceiving and we are able to understand. But the knowledge and detachment is not the ultimate parameter of the judging one's devotional level. Because we have seen through many pastimes, like Gadadhar Pandits and other, that how people were misunderstood that what is the bhakti. And then in the Haridas Thakur lies, we saw that how personally he got the association of Lord, he took shelter of Lord, and he left the body. And he was so dear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally took his body, went to the ocean, and then he made samadhi for him, and then he personally begged alms for Haridas Thakur, and he feeds every devotee, and he gives benediction to all the devotees that, yes, whoever has taken part in any kind of form in this, they all are going to get Krishna Prem. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. If any correction, please give. Hare Krishna. Okay, so Gantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Haridas Thakur ki. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gopi Vrinda ki jai.